Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. You wouldn't be mad to think that this next artist doesn't age, and with a new single titled Forever Young, now we know why.
Havana Brown has made a triumphant return to the international scene as one of Australia's greatest musical exports, not only with a brand new single, but also as the founder of a brand new record label, Havana Brown Entertainment.
Havana Brown joins us now as we take a nostalgic trip back to the 90s with this brand new track, Forever Young, giving us absolute youthful spark and party vibes. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Now, there's been a little bit of a new song hiatus from you for the last couple of years, so we're super stoked to hear a brand new track coming from you. What made you decide to write and release Forever Young now?
Well, there has been a bit of a transition period for me in multiple different ways, and I think I took a little bit of time during lockdowns, which, you know, we're from Melbourne, yeah, and we had quite a severe lockdown. So I really took that opportunity to experiment with music and different sounds for me. But, you know, what I really got inspired by is when I started going back to the clubs and I'm hearing all this techno and hearing all this trance music coming back, and the kids, the crowd, they're loving it. And I was so super inspired by that, that I was like, oh, I definitely want to create something like that and just add a little bit of HB flair to it. But yeah, no, I think I've just been super inspired since the lockdowns have been over. It's been like a reinvention. It feels like I'm like just starting all over again. Like it's the beginning of my career, like where you're all excited about every little thing. And I just wanted to put that emotion and that feeling that I'm having, like feeling young, feeling like fresh and revived, and put that into the song. And I tell you, I think being so inspired and seeing people enjoying themselves and living in the moment, I think has really made me feel the youngest ever that I've ever felt.
Well, I mean, I think that vibe is following through to your listeners of your music as well. Rach and I did a bit of a deep dive this morning into some videos of you, and you don't age, by the way, as well. We know it's not like this ever, that's not what the song's about, but yeah, you just don't seem to age at all. So bringing that energy through in your music must be really great to have everyone here and enjoy.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I've kind of, you know, I know it's very difficult to say something like this right now because there's a lot going on in the world. But, you know, sometimes if you're able to just look in the moment and live in that moment right there and then, you're able to appreciate what you have around you, and that's how you can feel the love around you. Mm. And, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, it's as much as we can right now, especially in this when we're hearing so much negativity happening in the world, I think like we've got to try at some points to just, I guess, show each other love.
Yeah.
And as much love as we can. And so we can inspire each other to live our best lives, really.
It's important to find some light through the darkness.
Yes, exactly.
I was definitely vibing along to this track this morning, and it follows a very familiar pattern with layers of instrumental and electro music that takes me right back to the dance floor at 18 years old. Yeah. When creating new music, where do you start?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I really do think it's about being inspired, and that, well, for me personally, it starts with the clubs. That's how I get inspired, you know. I'm really fortunate, so I get to see things bubbling before they actually maybe become huge on radio or, you know, see the light of day in a commercial sense. So I think I get really inspired by how people react, the feeling it gives people when it's played. So that's what I was kind of saying, is like the trance and techno is definitely coming back. And I was like, oh, and I love how much energy it has in the club. I was not clubbing when techno was popular back in the 90s, but I did hear it on radio. So I, you know, I was around, but I was a little bit too young to be in the clubs at that point. But yeah, no, it's kind of like a new, it's new for me to hear it techno in the clubs right now. So it's exciting times.
So is this a new direction for you, for your music, or music we can expect from you moving forward?
I think definitely I'm very inspired by keeping things positive and keeping, I want to create music that takes people away and makes them feel lighter and excited and feel like moving, dancing, you know, doing things positive in their life. So yeah, it's, I definitely have a much more of a positive slant, and I normally have a little bit of darkness in my music, and I kind of want to lighten that up. I want to keep things like just super happy. And so people can break away when they hear this on the dance floor or at home, you know, that type of thing.
There you go. So COVID's had the yeah. opposite impact on you. Like, let's be more positive.
Yes. Well, basically, it really has had the opposite, because I think I really did have, it was pretty hard because I was so used to interacting with so many people, touring and doing different cities, being stuck in one city for a very extended period of time. Mm-hmm. It took a toll on me for sure. So I think just starting, and I'd never thought really that would get back into it. I never thought the clubs would be the same. So when I started seeing it like popping off more than it did before COVID, I just got so excited, and it made me extremely happy to see people enjoying themselves again.
You know what, Rach? I reckon we should listen to that new track right now.
Yes, this is Forever Young by Havana Brown. Banger, get on the dance floor.
You're on Joe Brecky with Rach and Dean.
It's just an illusion. I can see now I'm awake. We don't have to live that way. Take my hand, don't be shy. Let me show you the time of your life.
I'm Joe Brecky with Rach and Dean, and we're speaking with Havana Brown. You just heard her newest track, Forever Young.
Havana Brown, you and your partner Vince have created your own record label, Havana Brown Entertainment. Where do you see this label taking your music and maybe even supporting other artists?
Yeah, well, it's definitely the time for me to make this transition, because I create a lot of music and I want to have a little bit more control. I had a great time with Universal, and I think they are such a great label, and we had so much success together. But I think now, I think in this day and age, I would like to release more music more frequently, and that is a little bit difficult to do on a major label. And so I just kind of like the idea of having a little bit more control and ownership too. You know what I mean? I think we put a lot of work into our music and create it and deliver it, and then we don't own it as well. So I think now it's time to change that for me in this time, in this part of my career. And also, I do want to sign. I see so many great artists out there and great DJs. I would love to sign and work on them too. So this is just an exciting step for me.
You've also worked alongside so many of the industry's biggest names throughout your time in the industry as well. Do you think that maybe any exciting collabs might happen now that you have your own label?
Oh, well, look, we'll all see. It's all in time. It's not what I'm concentrating right now. Like, that's not my priority. My priority is to be in the studio and work on some music, get my sound down, make sure that I've got like content or a lot of music coming out in the next coming, you know, few months. So I really, that's what I'm concentrating on. But I would love to collab with other fellow Aussies like Dom Dolla. I'd love to do something with him. I love his sound. I think more collabs would be more intentional with artists that I would like to sign as well.
Hell yeah. Well, Forever Young is very much a Havana Brown vibe. You definitely are in the big party, get on the dance floor music. Do you think you will always stick with that sort of music, or will you ever take a sidestep into maybe something less dancey? You can say no.
I don't think so. And I think I have created other music. I did go down a little bit more of an R&B path about 5 years ago, but I think dance music is more my thing, and that's where I'm at right now mentally. I was loving my R&B and hip hop at one stage, so I did go and I did experiment with that a little bit, but right now I'm loving where dance music's going. I'm really excited by that, and you can never say never, but I like to make people happy. I'm really, honestly, that's what I aim to do every time I play, every time I make music. I want to see people happy, and that's what gives me joy. So, yeah.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us this morning on Joy Breakfast. You can hear Havana Brown's newest single, Forever Young. It's available right now. So check it out and celebrate this amazing Australian artist on the dance floors, whether you're at home, whether you're in the club, all around the country. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.